Hey friend, welcome home to the Naked in Truth podcast. In a world where it's hard to find the truth, we promise to keep it raw, real, and relatable. This is not your average fitness podcast. We're a community of people that choose to do it different. Naked in Truth is designed for you to own your potential, to live your life with intention, to expand your mindset, and find a community that empowers you to become the highest version of yourself. Each week, you're going to unlock a new understanding of how you can make your impact. You're not meant to be average. You're meant to own your potential. Here comes another raw, real, and relatable episode. It's time to grow. Welcome back to your favorite fitness podcast, the Naked in Truth podcast. It is your host and your coach, Sari D. Today, we're going to be going over the top three reasons why your fitness journey keeps failing, because I know that many of us have set out on our health journey, our fitness journey, our weight loss journey, and we feel like we have tried everything, but nothing is working for us. Now, I, as a coach, have seen many reasons as to why this takes place, but we're going to be going over the top three reasons that I personally feel like majority of people's fitness journeys keep failing. When you feel like you're at a spot where you keep trying everything, but nothing seems to work, it genuinely starts to become a deflection process. You start deflecting the blame on things like your metabolism. Maybe it's your genetics. You feel like you've always been from a family that's overweight or they're unfit. They just have bad lifestyle habits. You feel like the people around you are encouraging you to make poor decisions. You feel like your metabolism is just shot. You're too old to make success anymore. And sometimes it really comes down to being circumstances in your life that you feel like things keep happening. I just can't stay consistent. And because my life is so busy, because things keep happening to me, there's no way that I'm going to be able to see success in my journey. So if this is you, get ready for a really great episode where we are going to cover the top three reasons as to why I think your fitness journey is failing. So the first one that I want to cover is the fact that we are looking to other people to be our inspiration. We are wanting to be someone else. Now, I hate to break it to you guys, but we are never going to be someone else. We can look at people's physiques and admire them, but we will never be that physique. And that in and of itself allows for so many people to fail their journey because of the fact that they're looking at other people, they're feeling like they're putting in all the work, and they just can't see the same results. Now, I want us to think about who we're comparing ourselves to, who we're looking at for admirable physiques that we want to become like. A lot of the time, it's actors and actresses, it's models, it's sports professionals, and we need to understand the lifestyle that these people live. So the first thing that I want you to recognize is the financial factor behind them, okay? So they typically have the money to invest in not just a coach, but to be able to invest in all of the rehabilitation when it comes to recovery. So you're looking at massages all the time. You're looking at being able to go to physiotherapy, chiropractic, maybe it's acupuncture, the whole nine yards. They can look after their relaxation and recovery at a much higher level than any of us typically can. Then the second thing that we need to understand is that with the difference in finances that they have, they are able to put their resources into other things instead of spending their time cooking their own meals, doing their own grocery shopping. And they have personal chefs who can cook for them, who can go and get the groceries that they need without taking any time out of their schedule to have to worry about eating what they need for their physique. Now, the other part that we need to recognize as well is that these people have a lot of responsibility on their shoulders. Their entire profession really revolves around the way that they look, the way that they're able to perform because of their physique. This is something that we don't typically have to worry about, right? Majority of us don't have jobs where it's based off of our physiques. So I want you to recognize that in those factors in and of themselves, that's going to play a huge role on what they're going to look like versus what you're going to look like. When you have the pressure of thousands, hundreds of thousands, potentially millions of people looking at you all the time, that we think that this would be great, but it genuinely is not. And if we understood how much pressure is on their shoulders to look a certain way, I can guarantee that we would not be
wanting to look like them with that pressure on their shoulders. So the other thing that we need to recognize when we're admiring other people's physiques is that we are who we are. Our journey will never be enough when we're looking to somebody else to be our sole inspiration and that we want to look just like them. I think that it's great when other people inspire your journey. It's so important to have a community of people around you that do inspire you to do better. But we cannot look at people as our sole inspiration and who we want to become. I know that there's many people out there that have posters on their wall or, you know, screensavers on their background screensavers on their phones, on their computer. Maybe it's photos that they have in their phone, albums that they've saved on Instagram, that they have all of these photos of people that they want to look like. Even many people come to coaches with a photo saying, I want to look like this person. And the truth is that we are all unique in how we're shaped, what our body is capable of. We all have different limb lengths. Our shapes are totally different on where we want to hold muscle mass or where we want to hold fat. And this is something that can't be changed. This is our genetics. And if we are solely looking to other people to be who we want to become, we're never going to be happy with who we are and what we're actually achieving, which is why this journey always, always, always needs to be you versus you. So I want to go into point number two next, which is you keep getting lost in the shiny object syndrome, thinking that someone else has a better solution for you. And this goes along with point number one, okay? Maybe you see that the person that you're admiring is doing a keto diet. Maybe they're doing something like a Mediterranean diet. The carnivore diet is really popular right now. Maybe they're doing a certain style of cardio. You know, all of these things are making you think that you need to go and do the same thing too. But that is not the truth. And that's the reason why I run my programming the way that I do. It's the reason why I named my personal training business Authentically Fit, is because we are all authentic in our own journey. But yet we don't want to recognize that. We don't want to own in on that. And the more that you can own in on your authenticity, the more success you're going to see in your life. But instead, what happens is that there is such an overwhelm of information that's out there currently in regards to fitness, weight loss, how to lead a healthy lifestyle and look after your wellness, that it becomes overwhelming. We are the types of humans that truly want things as quick as we possibly can. We love to compare ourselves to other people. And these types of advertising really makes us feel like we're not enough and what we have isn't enough, and that we need to do whatever someone else is doing in order to see success. But there's a reason why we are all so different. Yes, we have a lot of the same needs when it comes to food, shelter, water, love. These are things that we all need, but we all need them in a different way, depending on our lifestyle, depending on our jobs, depending on our responsibilities, depending on our social life, which is why I do personalized programs for my clients. I look at their history. I look at where their current environment is. What is it that they have actually struggled with in the past? What have they tried that's worked well or hasn't worked well? Where are they looking to go in the future, so that I can design the best program for them, check in with them every single week to see how that program design is working, because sometimes priorities are going to flip. I know that you guys understand that even just in the last 5 years, how many changes have you gone through in your life where maybe there was periods that were a lot busier, there was periods that had a higher demand for you, maybe there was times where, you know, you weren't able to enjoy an entire summer because your responsibility had changed in regards to what you needed to do. Like, adulting is hard sometimes. It is definitely not what we anticipated when we were younger. And so we don't think about these types of things when we're admiring someone else and their approach. We're thinking like, damn, they got great results. I must need to do that. So when you're looking at the shiny object syndrome, it's not allowing for you to be able to put forth the effort that you need into trying something out and making sure that it fits your life. But as I talked about in prior episodes, a lot of the time we're not even doing any research into why this method might be a good approach for us. We're just seeing someone else have success with it, and that's the approach that we think that we need to take, which really brings me into my last point, number three. You keep giving up because of the fact that you're not assessing your efforts and your time actually dedicated. So because of this shiny object syndrome, because you're trying to be like someone else, as soon as you're not seeing the results fast enough, you keep quitting on yourself, not really assessing how much effort and time you're putting into it. So I want you to think about how many times you've gone to go try a new approach, but you're really not doing anything to measure it. Maybe you've changed a couple of things, like what it is that you're drinking for beverages. Maybe you're getting in some steps now, but maybe you're not actually tracking what those metrics are. And so by the time the weekend comes through, you want to go out, you want to have fun with your friends. Monday morning comes, you step on the scale and you're disappointed with your progress. So you feel like a failure. You feel like you just need to quit. And it doesn't allow for you to take that next step in the responsibility of actually looking back of what did I do this week? Was it enough for me to be able to see changes? Am I actually measuring anything in what it is that I'm changing for me to be able to see the results that I'm looking for? There is a reason why my clients see so much success, and it's because we track metrics. It's not because we change everything at once. I do not believe in that at all. And I think that that's another reason why a lot of people fail is because they try to change too many things at once. They're overwhelmed. They can't stick to it. So then they just give up indefinitely. Now, if you're able to simply just look at one change, try it out for a week, actually track the effort and the time that you dedicated to that in the week, and recognize that weight loss is not supposed to be 5 pounds off the scale every single week. We only have so much weight on our body. We need to recognize that fat is a necessity for us to have. Lean muscle is also a necessity that we need to have. But when we look at our evolution, that fat was what helped us make it through famines, ice ages, all sorts of different life events where, you know, we don't typically struggle with things like this anymore because of the way that our lifestyle has like revolutionized itself. But when we're looking back, our body and the physiology of our body is still the same as it was thousands of years ago, which means that we do need fat in order to survive. But we have the type of mindset where we think that we need to be as small as we possibly can, that when we're losing a quarter inch at a time, we don't think that that's enough. And we think that we should be dropping inches at a time, but we need to understand our waistline still needs to have circumference. Our hips still need to have circumference. This isn't something that's going to go down to a zero metric. Okay. So we need to recognize that sometimes the expectations that we're having of ourselves in what we're losing is really unrealistic. The other part is too, is that we're unrealistic in the effort that we're actually putting forward when we're not tracking things. And when we're using someone else as our inspiration of who we want to become, we're never going to see the success that we think that we're going to have. So if you take anything from this episode, I want you guys to really recognize that this journey needs to be you versus you, okay? Just because someone else is doing something does not mean that that's the right approach for you. And if you're unsure of what that approach should be, you need to hire a coach that is not just stuck to one method. Because if a coach is coaching everybody under them with one method, I guarantee that there's only a few people on their roster that's actually seeing success. The third part is that you need to be tracking what you're doing in some type of way. And when you feel like you're flipping everything at once, that success is not going to come through. You're going to feel overwhelmed. If you're making lifestyle changes that are not feasible to your life, like I know so many people go the all or nothing mentality and they're like, I'm just going to quit drinking altogether. But they don't recognize that they still need to have a social life. You need to know how to be able to drink with your friends and still be able to have a healthy lifestyle. So maybe that means that when you are going to a festival, you are having more drinks than what you typically would on a Friday night out with friends. But without you actually measuring or holding yourself accountable to any metrics, it's going to always feel like this all or nothing mentality, and you're going to keep failing your journey. So if you feel like you are constantly confused by how to be healthy, how to properly lose weight, if you feel like this podcast episode really resonated with you and that this is something that you fall victim to a lot of the time or have in the past, and you just want to see success in your journey, you want for health to be simple, then make sure you message me on Instagram at authentically.fit, because I promise that I will be able to transform your life physically and mentally. A lot of this comes down to a mental shift. And once that mental shift happens, the physique is going to come as a byproduct. So again, if you need help with your weight loss journey, with your health journey, with taking your fitness and physique to the next level, then make sure to message me on Instagram at authentically.fit so that I can help transform your life. I just want to thank you guys for tuning in to today's episode. I hope you got a ton of value. And just remember, love always wins. And that's another honest episode drop. Thank you for tuning into Naked in Truth, where we come together each week to own our potential and level up our lives with intention. Don't forget to head over to my Instagram page at authentically.fit, where you will find more inspiration on how I can transform your life and make health simple. And you know, reviews are so important for building a community of like-minded people. So if you enjoy this podcast, please take 2 seconds out of your day to leave a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so more people like you can learn how to own their potential too. If you love this episode, make sure to share it with someone who you know needs it. Thank you so much again for tuning into Naked in Truth. And remember, love always wins.